I want to take you on a ride. Are you ready for going for a ride? Say, Lord Jesus, give me ears to hear, a heart to perceive what your Spirit is speaking to me. Amen? I want to take you to Ezekiel. Yeah, your friend Ezekiel. Okay? Chapter 47. And he started bouncing on me with this last night. We really do need ears to hear and a spirit to perceive what he's really saying to us right now. Verse 1, the man brought me back to the entrance of the temple, and I saw water coming out from under the threshold of the temple, towards the east, for the temple faces east. The water was coming down from under the south side of the temple, south of the altar. He then brought me out through the north gate and led me around the outside to the outer gate facing east. And the water was flowing from the south side. As the man went eastward with a measuring line in his hand, he measured off 1,000 cubits. That's approximately 1,500 feet. That's in your footnotes. 1,500 feet. Okay? Then he led me through the water that was ankle deep. Verse 4. He measured off 1,000 cubits and led me through water that was knee deep. He measured off 1,000 and led me through water that was up to the waist. He measured off 1,000, but now it was a river that I could not cross because the water had risen and was deep enough to swim in, a river that no one could cross. He asked me, son of man, do you see this? Was it a vision? It may have been. Then he led me back to the banks of the river. When I arrived there, I saw a great number of trees on each side of the river. And he said to me, this water flows towards the eastern region and goes down into the Arabah, where it enters the sea. When it empties into the sea, the water there becomes fresh. Swarms of living creatures will live wherever the river flows. Do you see the connections with the visions?
And the music tonight.
Yeah, the music. There was a music. Yes. I heard that.
Now, see Holy Ghost having a party with all of us? There will be a large number of fish because this water flows there and makes the salt water fresh, Rena. So where the river flows, everything will live. Fishermen will stand along the shore from Engendai to Englaim. There will be places for the spreading of nets. Say, I've got my net ready. The fish will be of many kinds, like the fish of the great sea. But the swamps and the marshes will not become fresh. They will be left for salt. Verse 12 is very important. Fruit trees of all kinds will grow on both banks of the river. Their leaves will not wither, nor will their fruit fail. Every month they will bear because the water from the sanctuary flows to them. Their fruit will serve for food and their leaves for healing. Woo-hoo! Say amen.
Amen.
The first time I heard this message was when Gina was still living. I had gone to Sherbrooke on a Sunday service, And the preacher gave a message about this exact scripture. I come home after being up in Canada for several days, and I am made aware that the pastor is going to have part two of what he taught on Sunday. So I had my ears perked up, and Gino began to teach on Revelations 22. But then he said, if you want to know the message, talk to Juliet, because she has a copy of the tapes from Sunday, and it's on Ezekiel 47. Am I copying something old? Yes. Go to Revelations 22. Notice it's the last book. Notice the similarity. And think about what kind of tree you want to be. Verse 1, then the angel showed me a river, the river of the water of life. A little more clear? As clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the trees of life, the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations, not the healing of yourself. You are included. Nations are also representative of nationalities. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will not be serving themselves. That's why there's so much controversy in the church. We have many churches where they teach people, and they need to go a little higher. And you are the intercessors. Don't judge, don't condemn, pray for them. They will see his face, and his name will be on their forehead. How many of you got anointed tonight and got touched by the body of believers, and the oil was placed on your forehead? Why? Because his nature is his name. The nature of you that have been anointed is the nature of the Son, Jesus Christ. There will be no more night, so you don't have to worry about night when your thing is turning around. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. And the angel said to me, these words are trustworthy and true. The Lord, the God of the spirits. Notice it's the God of the spirits with an S. And of the prophets with an S. Sent his angel to show his servant the things that must soon take place. Jesus said, behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is he who keeps the word of this prophecy in this book. What does that have to do with you and me now? I remember years back, the Lord gave me a vision. And it was concerning the word of the Lord that says that he shall come to us as the rain. How many know that when you are watching the rain today, puddles form? Puddles actually join other puddles, and pretty soon you got a little brook. And then the rivers start rising. If he comes to us as the rain, that means that there's going to be consistent increase in us of his spirit. He is not going to leave you the way you were. He is not intending for you to have crops only once a year. He is intending for you to lay hands on the sick and get them healed. You say, well, I'm sick too. By golly, that's your perfect opportunity. You will have compassion for those that are sick if you've ever had sickness. You don't look at yourself. You look at the one who's hurting more than you.
Amen.
Amen. While you're doing that, the other receives healing. Why? Because that's the way the word of the Lord tells us. Notice also, because as I was reading in Ezekiel 47, one thought came in. And if you notice, he's measuring off 1,000. And all of a sudden I said, Lord, what if that was 1,000 years? It's something to ponder on. Because you see, we've already had 2,000 years, and the next level is the swimming level. Right? Ankle deep? Knee deep? Who's in control? No. We are. If I walk in water and there's only this much water, who's in control?
Me.
If there's this much water, who's in control?
We are.
Now the water's up to here. Huh? I've got a problem. If I want to go this way and the current is going this way, where am I going?
That way.
I'm going to have to turn on that side road to go get that jacket. I didn't have to pay for it. I didn't need any money. Are you catching on? This message is for now. See, because the next 1,000 years is the increase of his water flowing through us to heal the nations. So we're right on schedule. We're right on time. We're not late. We didn't miss the boat. The fish are jumping. We've got the nets getting ready. Close your eyes. Say, Father, tonight,
Father, tonight.
I want to be commissioned for what you want. To focus me on the next level of your revelation to me of what I will become. A fisher of men. Male or female, it doesn't matter. I'm just ready. And I'm willing. In Jesus' name.